again, I didn't notice whether you had one of these, but sometimes in people's backyards, they might have some sort of structure where they would keep garden tools or equipment, or maybe on a farm where they would keep firewood or some sort of machinery, something like that.
Imagine on the farm, they call it a shed.
A shed, okay.
But where we keep tools, it's the storeroom.
Storeroom. Is that part of the house, or is it a separate little building?
It's separate.
A separate building?
Uh-huh.
And you call
but
it a storeroom?
Yeah, the patio's right behind the house, and the carport's attached on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the carport is the storeroom.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, you know, not that separate. It's not way back in the backyard. You know, we hadn't got that big of a backyard.
Mm-hmm.
But it's close to the house.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, well, a long time ago, well, you still see these occasionally, but you saw them very frequently in the days before people had indoor plumbing, a place usually out back, the bathroom facility.
The outhouse.
Yeah. Have you ever heard anything, have you ever heard it called anything besides that? Just outhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about if people were joking about it? Would they say anything different?
The John.
The John, okay. Is John, do you say that strictly about an outhouse, or could the bathroom
no,
be inside?
It could be inside.
Could be called the John.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about a privy? Ever heard that?
Never heard it.
Haven't heard privy, okay. What about one holer or two holer?
Never heard it. What is that, something that has a bathtub and a sink or something?
Well, I think it just has, in an outhouse it just has, you know, like, the commode, that's the one holer. If it's got more than one, it's a two holer.
Oh, I've never heard
of it. Okay. Or maybe the outdoor toilet. Have you ever heard it called that?
Well, that's just what it is. I've never heard it, you know, let's go to the outdoor toilet. But it is an outdoor toilet.
Right, okay. Do you know anything about farm life?
Not a whole lot.
Okay, well, that's okay. I've got a bunch of questions I want to ask you, and if you don't know it, that's fine. Just
okay.
All right. Before we get into farm specifically, you would call this place, just in general, this is a
house.
Okay, more than one, plural. You got one house, but two
houses.
Okay. What would be a general building on a farm? You know, when you think of farm, you always think of a
barn.
Do you know of any other buildings that are typical farm buildings besides a barn?
No, not really.
What about a building where corn might be kept, used for storing corn specifically? I'm not sure. Have you ever heard of a corn crib or crib?
No.
Okay. Could you say that for me?
Crib.
Okay. Well, what about a building just for storing grain in general?
Don't know.
Not sure. Okay. Have you ever heard people around here refer to a granary or a granary?
No.
Okay. How would you say that?
Granary.
Granary. Okay. What are these big bullet-shaped things or cylindrical things?
The ones right beside the barn. I don't know what they're called. They're always sitting right next to the barn,
yeah,
though.
Have you seen them around here in this part of the country?
No. You know, you see them in pictures.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've never really noticed them
mm-hmm.
around here.
What about silo? You ever heard of that?
Never heard of it.
Okay.
I guess you want me to say it, silo.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm catching up.
The part of the barn, usually upstairs, where hay would be kept.
A little hayloft.
Okay. Or talking about hay after the farmer cuts it, before, if he doesn't bale it, what might he do with it?
Stack it.
Okay. And you would call that
haystack.
Yeah. How would you describe the shape of those things?